God wants to teach you to dance. What's that all about? We'll talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay tuned. Hello there. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. Plenty of seats up here in the front. My name is Gary Zimek. I'm going to be here with you for the next 15 minutes. Yes, we continue our shortened programs for this week. And again, I apologize, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to record shows while I'm traveling. Let's see, since I'm pre-recording these episodes, I have to think for a minute. Today is Wednesday, March the 9th, and I will be speaking in the Philadelphia area, actually not too far from my hometown, at 7 p.m. at St. Bede the Venerable Parish in Holland, PA. So if you happen to hear this and want to come on over, there is free admission. My talk is Getting Personal with Jesus. I hope you'll be able to join me. Tomorrow, I'll be heading to Pittsburgh to speak to Legatus of Pittsburgh. And then after that, things slow down a little bit, so we'll be able to go back to the 30-minute shows. But I hope you've been able to enjoy these special 15-minute programs. I don't know for the future. The idea of the 15-minute show sort of appeals to me. I just don't know how much I can get done in 15 minutes. So originally the program started out as a 15-minute show. I bumped it up to 30. Pardon me. Then I went to 60, which really became difficult when I started doing more traveling. And we have it down to 30. So we'll just see where the Lord leads. If you have any opinions, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I need to take a sip of my coffee. I have some McDonald's coffee today. I had a little bit of a tickle in my throat, but I hope you're doing well with the Lenten radio retreat. I'm getting a lot out of it. I'm really enjoying this book by Matthew Kelly, Rediscover Jesus, and I think he's giving us some great points. Today, we're going to talk about one that, I don't know, when you first hear it, if you're like me, you wonder, like, where is he going with this? Dancing for joy. God wants to teach you to dance. Well, I don't know if God's ever seen me dance. I don't know if that's possible, but somehow I think that he doesn't mean what it sounds like. But we'll talk about that. Let's pray, and then we'll get right into the material. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father, as we place ourselves in your presence today, we thank you. We thank you for always being there for us. We thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for being our friend. We ask you to help us, Father, with the problems that we face on a daily basis. We ask you to help those who are sick, help those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with so many different problems, including the problem of financial difficulties, which is a really big one. And we ask you to help them, to allow them to walk with you and to feel your peace even in the midst of turmoil. Father, we ask you to bless us as we continue this retreat. Please let it bear great fruit in our lives. We ask you to give us the strength that we need to persevere and to make this our best Lent ever. Help us to get to know your Son Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I turn this show over to you, Father, and I ask you for your assistance as I prepare to deliver the material. I ask you to speak through me and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn now to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. All this week, we're doing shortened 15-minute versions of the program. So if you're a new listener, just keep that in mind. Next week, I plan to go back to the 30-minute show. What we're skipping, and I hate to do this, but I have to do it for the sake of time, is the daily Mass readings. I hope you're trying to read those on your own, and we're going to get back to doing those next week once I stop traveling so much. But today, looking at chapter 29 of Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, Dancing for Joy. And by the way, just to put things into perspective, this coming Sunday is the fifth Sunday of Lent, believe it or not. I'm going to pull out my calendar here. It's the fifth Sunday of Lent, March the 13th. And then the following Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we launch into Holy Week. So we are really close to the end of Lent. You're going to see it will go really fast. If you don't feel that this has been a productive Lent for you, relax. Try to make the best use of your time. Keep showing up here. We'll try to do what we can. There's plenty of time left. Don't panic. The fact that you're trying is a great sign. A lot of people don't even try. For years, I didn't try. You want to make this your best Lent ever. This is good. It will bear fruit. And don't be too hard on yourself. That's a problem we have sometimes. I think we can be a little too hard on ourselves. Let's let the Lord decide how far we should progress and how fast, okay? Now, if you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Keep in mind that I'd love to speak at your parish or your conference. You can contact me through my email or through my website, followingthetruth.com. You can see some videos. I have lots of videos up there of the talks that I give, as well as other information about my books, including the newest one, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And just shoot me an email, either through the website or at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I would love to speak at your parish. You can let me. We can talk about the details, and we'll get that set. Okay, dancing for joy. God wants to teach you to dance. What I am proposing is not going to be easy. Man, I'll tell you what, when he starts off with that, we know that we're in for some work. But that's okay. Isn't that the point of Lent? We want to be stretched a little bit. If it were easy, it would be common. And yet among the more than 2 billion Christians on the planet today, there are very few who take their faith seriously and approach it with the rigor of a champion. So listen, the fact that you're here, the fact that you're participating and listening to this radio retreat shows that you care. And that's a good thing. Obviously, I could tell you take your faith seriously because you wouldn't be tuning in if you didn't take your faith seriously. In every age, Mr. Kelly says, there is much talk about the state of the world, and our times are no different. The world is a mess, boy, I'll say. We experience this mess in 100 ways every day. There is a lot of talk about changing the world, but even the idea of changing the world has become cliché. Most people today don't actually believe the world can be changed, but it can. How? The change will not come from governments. They have their role, but you can't legislate goodness, virtue, and morality. These things come only from a heart open to God. The change will not come from the economy and big business. They also have their role, but there is no evidence that more money or a better standard of living leads to a better world in the ways that matter most. The change will not come from science, for its role is primarily a passive one of observation. Lost my place here. Oh, there is no group of people in a better position to change the world than Christians. In fact, I think it can be argued that if Christians don't change the world will not change. So as a Christian, you should feel excited that you're able to be in this position to change the world. I think sometimes, tell me what you think. I think sometimes we doubt that what we're doing can really make a difference. I think sometimes we doubt it. We look at ourselves and we say, what can I do? I'm just one person. But you know what? All we're called to do in life is to try. To try. Whether we're successful or not, that's up to God. But all we are called to do is try our best. We will change the world simply. Oh, Matthew said, so how will we change the world? The answer is simple, but not easy. Okay, again, simple and not easy. So in other words, we'll be able to understand it, but putting it into practice might be a little more difficult. We will change the world simply by behaving like Christians. There are 2 billion Christians on the planet. Anything we do together will have enormous influence. If Christians simply behaved as Christians, the world would be a different place in a matter of weeks. But we have all failed to bring the message we receive at church on Sunday into every corner of our lives and society. And when we fail to live as we have been powerfully invited to live by Jesus in the Gospels, the incredible joy of God begins to leak from our lives. There are two beautiful passages worth reflecting on here. The first is in 2 Samuel 6, where when David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant toward Jerusalem. We read about these scenes in which David was shouting for joy, leaping and dancing for joy before the Ark. What did the Ark of the Covenant represent? For the Jewish people, it represented the presence of God. They carried the Ark around reverently for 40 years in the desert to remind themselves that God was with them. So David was shouting for joy, leaping for joy, dancing for joy in the presence of God. The second passage is the visitation in Luke 1. Here we read about Elizabeth's unborn child, John the Baptist, dancing for joy in his mother's womb when he heard Mary's greeting. Of course, Mary was also pregnant, carrying the child Jesus. This makes Mary the Ark of the New Covenant. Why was John the Baptist leaping for joy? For the same reason David danced for joy, because he was in the presence of God. Living in the presence of God causes us to dance for joy. It is easy to lose sight of his presence. It is easy to wander from his ways. It is easy to become blind to his presence as a result of the crippling selfishness that we all fall victim to if we are left to our own devices. Fortunately, God is not content leaving us to our own devices. Now listen to this. I love this next sentence. The presence of Jesus is powerful. I want you to just think and digest that for a minute. The presence of Jesus is powerful. When he was walking the earth, his presence demanded a response. Many people loved him, and some people hated him, but very few were indifferent to him. Jesus swayed people. His powerful presence moved them. It challenged them to choose good or evil. His presence was calming at times and tempestuous at times. His presence ignited the full range of human emotions in the people following him. But imagine the joy of being close. Imagine the joy Mary and Joseph had watching Jesus play as a child. Imagine the joy of walking down a dusty road with him, listening to his parables, or just marveling at his presence as the group walked along quietly. Imagine the joy of having Jesus come to your home for dinner, the joy of introducing your family and friends to him. The more we close the gap between the person we are today and the person God created us to be, the more we will experience that joy. The more that we close the gap between the life we are living today and the life Jesus invites us to live through the Gospels, the more we will experience that joy. So what stops us from closing the gap and dancing for joy? And that's where the lesson ends today. That's a question we can ask ourselves. What stops us from closing that gap and dancing for joy? If you're like me, there are days when you don't feel like dancing for joy. And this is something we have to question. Why is that? Why is that the case? Well, chances are we are not as aware of the presence of the Lord in our lives as we should be. And that's very easy to happen because we can get distracted so easily by the problems, the challenges of life. Today's point to ponder, there is nothing like the joy that God wants to fill your heart with. Now, I want you to think for a minute, even if you don't know how to get there, all right, you might not know how to get there, but do you want that joy? Just imagine that you could have that joy. Pretty good, right? Again, don't worry about how to get there right now. Just focus on how good it will be. Today's verse to live, Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. Amen. Question to consider, who or what is robbing you of joy? And finally, Lord, the prayer. Lord, teach me to dance for joy. And again, there is that reminder for us to not try to do this by yourself, to not try to just fight your way through what you're struggling with. To ask the Lord for help. If you're not filled with joy, ask him, Lord, please help me to be filled with joy. Help me to desire what the things in life that will bring me joy. And guess what? It is possible. All right, we're just about out of time. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed the program. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.